listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Two men have been left seriously injured following a crash near Carnarvon. Just before 11 o'clock yesterday morning, a white Holden Rodeo ute left Northwest Coastal Highway near Blowholes Road and rolled. The 38-year-old driver suffered a serious hand injury, while the 53-year-old passenger received a serious head injury. They were airlifted to Perth for treatment. Anyone with dashcam footage is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. 50 Midwest properties will soon be using standalone power systems. The off-grid solution means a combination of solar panels, battery storage, and backup generation will reduce outages for those at the end of the electricity networks. Energy Minister Rhys Whitby says the $18 million investment will solve a number of problems.
We don't have long power lines out into the countryside where you can have 50 or 100 kilometres serving one or two farms. It's a big cost on the utility to maintain and provide those services. It also represents a risk of bushfire. So we know power lines in the past have started bushfires.
Experts are describing the Aussie cattle market as in balance. Rabobank's Australian beef seasonal outlook for the year says higher herd inventory and the lack of liquidation of rebuilding urgency has stabilised numbers. But the group's Angus Gidley Baird says they're hoping for an uptick from US demand.
They've been through a liquidation phase. They've got very short supplies of beef over there. We are expecting, if they go into any sort of rebuild phase, most likely not until next year, if not further away, that will stimulate US prices and provide upside to global beef prices.
In sport, an early start to the Great Northern Women's Footy this week. Rovers and Northampton to face off at Grenfell Oval from 6:30 tonight. Brigades and Chapman Valley to continue the round when they clash on Saturday. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.